honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Rathner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. LeBron James, a 2020 game. 20 points, 20 rebounds. That's a Laker hasn't done that since some guy named Shaquille O'Neal. And LeBron James isn't just going 20 and 20. LeBron James is making sure that Dylan Brooks knows exactly who he is. I will explain momentarily. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers in control. 13 seconds left in the game. LA leads 113 to 108. The Los Angeles Lakers have the ball, and they are trying to go up 3-1 against the Memphis Grizzlies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be here with you for one more hour. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down on the other side of the glass. I'm thrilled and happy to be coming to you live from New York City tonight, not Atlanta, Georgia. We've had a lot of 3-1 discussions. Jimmy Butler, tonight, he scores 56 points. The Miami Heat, they beat the Bucks 119 to 114. Miami leads their series 3-1. Sunday afternoon, we saw the New York Knicks beat the Cavaliers. The New York Knicks lead their series 3-1. And in a few minutes, it looks like the Los Angeles Lakers will join that same category, going up 3-1. LeBron James putting a punctuation mark here on this game in a pivotal moment in overtime. One-on-one with Dylan Brooks, bullying him, moving straight by him, blowing past him, muscling him out the way for a layup. And Dylan Brooks couldn't do anything but look at LeBron as LeBron gave a scream and a roar to the crowd. Yeah, Dylan Brooks said he likes poking the bear, right? The last time I looked, Dylan Brooks said that LeBron James was old, that he wished he saw LeBron James in his prime. LeBron James dropped, and it's not done yet. He went 20 for 20. If you want to hear what an idiot sounds like, this is Dylan Brooks after game two talking about old LeBron.
There are some people, the Lakers are making that run, they get it to 14. You and LeBron have that exchange. There are people out there that say maybe you shouldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking?
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. You know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Oh. Did you respect LeBron on Saturday when the Lakers beat you 111 to 101? When LeBron had 25, 9, and 5 and you shot 3 of 13 and then got the boot? And yeah, you hit LeBron James in the midsection. You hit him below the belt. You were reaching. I don't think he went to do it on purpose, but he got the boot. Why? Because you built up a reputation of being a jackass. And then Dillon Brooks, after that game, which he didn't want to talk after the game. He said, I'm not talking. But when he finally spoke, Dillon Brooks said, the media and the fans have made me out to be the villain.
The media making me a villain. The fans making me a villain. And then that just creates a whole different persona on me. So now you think I intended to hit LeBron James in the nuts. I'm playing basketball, a basketball player. So if I intended, and that's whatever is in the Fragrant 2 category of having a Fragrant 2, and you think I did that, that means you think I'm that type of person. And that's why I don't rate Mark Taylor at all.
I think you're an idiot. I think you opened up your mouth for something that you couldn't back up. In the Los Angeles Lakers, Dillon Brooks, he looks like even more of an idiot. He's going to have a lot of learning to do this summer unless the Memphis Grizzlies come back down from a 3-1 deficit, because that's what the hell it is right now. The Los Angeles Lakers just won 117-111 to take a 3-1 series lead. Dillon Brooks, tell me how washed LeBron is. 22 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks. Oh, yeah, there were some pivotal moments where LeBron went right the hell at you. First of all, the Los Angeles Lakers, they looked like they had this game. Memphis fought back, and then that LeBron James guy, he took over with 0.8 seconds left on the clock, where it looked like the Grizzlies were going to pull out the victory. LeBron James went to the basket. He went high off the glass. I want you to listen to this, courtesy of the Lakers Radio Network.
LeBron, top of the key with Xavier Tillman on him. LeBron drives to the rim. He's going for two, lays it up and in. Less than a second remains. Timeout Memphis. 0.8 remaining. 0.8. A huge layup by LeBron.
Huge layup by LeBron. After the big layup by LeBron, Ja Morant had a shot, and it was rejected by Anthony Davis. We go to overtime. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they continue to pour it on. And there was no bigger play. There was no larger punctuation mark than LeBron James looking at Dillon Brooks, driving to the basket, blowing by him, muscling him up, hitting the layup, getting the and one, and screaming while Dillon Brooks stands around and looks silly. I want you to listen to this. Lakers, LeBron, making it 113-108 in overtime.
LeBron's got the ball. 35 seconds remaining. 10 seconds to shoot. LeBron driving to the rim and in! Blows a foul! LeBron flexing in front of the crowd, and the Lakers lead 113-108.
That doesn't sound like a washed-up guy to me. Oh, he's not in his prime. I would have loved to face him in his prime. Well, if he's doing this to you now, he would have been annihilating your ass. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. LeBron James just finished speaking with Chris Haynes from TNT. You'll hear that in a bit. But for right now, I want you to listen to the final call. The Los Angeles Lakers beating the Memphis Grizzlies 117-111 on the Lakers Radio Network.
Austin Reeves makes his free throw, which he does. He's the leading scorer for the Lakers tonight. 23 points, and that's your ball game. Lakers 117, Grizzlies 111. Lakers lead 3-1 in this best of seven series. And we go to Memphis for game 5 on Wednesday, with the Lakers having a chance to close it out.
LeBron James, 45 minutes, 22 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, a huge shot on Dylan Brooks. LeBron James, he just spoke to Chris Haynes on TNT. How'd that conversation go? Let's take a listen.
LeBron pulled off a big win. 2020 game, 7 assists. Let's talk about overtime right now. There was a play that gave you guys cushion in OT. You had Dylan Brooks on you. Break down that play.
At the end of the day, we got some good stops. We got stops in that overtime, which we needed. And, I wanted to try to take as much time and get a good shot. The best shot that we could get to not allow them to go in transition. So I was able to drive left. I felt Dylan grab my arm towards the end. I was able to kiss it off the glass over J-Jack. So big play for us.
Brian, you're all too familiar with driving on people in transition like a train. Well, in the fourth quarter, you had another play. John Morant this time was going full speed. You took that charge. Can you walk down that play as well?
Just trying to do whatever it takes for our team to be successful. John's so explosive. And once he get off that runway, yeah, you ain't going to meet him up top. So try to ground him early, and I was able to step in and get a charge right there that gave us an extra possession.
The Los Angeles Lakers grounded the Grizzlies tonight. 117-111 is the final score. D'Angelo Russell, he even had a stretch where he came alive for the Lakers. He's had a poor series. Russell finished with 17 points. Anthony Davis, 12 points, 11 rebounds. He had 4 blocks. Austin Reeves had 23 points. And then for the Memphis Grizzlies, you have to give credit to Desmond Bane. 36 points despite shooting 3 of 12 from deep. Ja Morant had 19. And Dylan Brooks, the guy who said LeBron is old, he's not going to respect LeBron until he gets 40. Dylan Brooks, another poor shooting game. 11 points. 4 of 11 from the field. 1 of 7 from deep. I guess Dylan Brooks is trying to build a house in Los Angeles. He's trying to build a house in California. Nothing worse than talking crap and not being able to back it up and being embarrassed. This old man, the guy who is past his prime, the bear that needed to be poked. LeBron James, 22 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, and a massive drive and a bullying you on the way to the basket. But then again, if Dylan Brooks has amnesia, if Dylan Brooks forgot what he said, take a listen to this jackass one more time. LeBron James is what now, Dylan Brooks?
There are some people, the Lakers are making that run, they get it to 14. You and LeBron have that exchange. There are people out there that say maybe you shouldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking?
I don't care, he's old.
Oh. Okay. I just tweeted this. Dylan Brooks is going to have to carry LeBron's bags this summer. I don't know when LeBron is going on vacation. Let's just say end of July. I don't care if he wins a championship. I don't care if he gets eliminated next round. I don't know what's going to happen. Dylan Brooks should have to carry LeBron James' bags all summer long. It's one thing to be scrappy going into the league because you need to be, because that's how you're establishing yourself. And Dillon Brooks is a very good defender. But all this extra talking, all this villainous stuff, and, oh, the media's maybe out to be a villain, you're the one talking crap. You idiot, you're the one pushing a cameraman, you dummy. You're the one hitting people in the groin. Maybe he'll learn something, and it's not like he's a baby. Dillon Brooks is 27 years old. But I guess he's learning a little bit of a lesson. Sit down and be humble. And shut up. You've made a complete ass out of yourself. You're a joke. You're a punchline. And the man who's just old, who you won't respect until he drops 40 on you, he's embarrassing you. You look like a clown. The Los Angeles Lakers, they pick up a victory in overtime, 117 to 111. LeBron James leading the way. The guy who's just old, 22 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, and the Lakers lead this series 3-1. I hope Dillon Brooks doesn't have vacation plans, because he's going to have to carry LeBron's bags. Next time, shut up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on this Lakers game tonight? And just in a bigger picture, what do you think about Dillon Brooks? Like, am I going too far? Like, I can't stand, I don't care if it's a basketball player. Don't say anything that you cannot back up. Your call's on the other side. The Lakers win. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I don't care. He's old.
LeBron's got the ball. 35 seconds remaining. 10 seconds to shoot. LeBron driving to the rim and in. Blows a foul. LeBron flexing in front of the crowd. And the Lakers lead 113-108.
I don't really get caught up in those any comments like that. And like I continue to say, like at the end of the day, my focus is to my teammates and us trying to figure out a way how we can beat the Memphis Grizzlies, not how I can beat an individual on our team.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say appreciate you taking my call and love the show and always respect your opinion.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Here's some JR wisdom for you. If you're going to talk trash, at least be good. The Los Angeles Lakers have taken a 3-1 series lead against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Lakers, a few minutes ago, in overtime, they knock off the Grizzlies in L.A., 117-111. LeBron James having another just wild night. You can put this in the books. He's had so many, it's hard to keep up. LeBron James, 22 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 blocks, and a massive drive. A blow-by and a drive. And then a bullying of Dillon Brooks to pretty much help complete the game in overtime. And then a massive roar of just emotion from LeBron to close things out. It's just cool to see. You know, it's one thing if Dillon Brooks was good or if he was a great player and he was talking trash, but he's not. He's a good defender. He can knock down a shot sometimes, not this series. I think he's shook at this point. And now he looks like a clown. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kayvon is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kayvon?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Nice. First time caller. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to get my 1-2 in about Dylan, man, and possibly give my congratulations to Jimmy, if I could, Jimmy Butler. But just with Dylan, man, I just wanted to call him a jackass. I know you've been taking it. But just, you know, I'm 32. I know history. And I'm not a big LeBron fan, but I know that when you step in front of a bear, it's going to bite you. So he deserves every last bit of jackass that you give him. And I just wanted to say, Jimmy, man, I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan, and I know we're horrible. But, oh, my God, what Jimmy Butler would look on the Brooklyn Nets, man. Oh, my goodness. With all the young guys, Nick, Bridges,
man.
Oh, my.
Well, Kayvon, can Jimmy Butler, can he stick with his own team right now? Can he play for the Miami Heat?
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this his last year's contract?
No, Jimmy Butler is not on his way out the door right now. You're trying to get him in Brooklyn, and the fans in Miami are trying to go on a run here. You're trying to get him out the door.
Man, every time I watch the Miami Heat, I watch Bam Adebayo scare away from everybody he plays. He was scared of Brook Lopez tonight. And I'm just tired of Jimmy Butler dealing with Bam being scared to play basketball. I am tired of him being scared to play basketball. He needs somebody else. Just anybody else that will give him 15 points, 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Wow.
There's no Kyle Lowry. I think Kyle Lowry probably passed away. Excuse my language.
Well,
but I don't know what's
not
wrong
nice.
With him.
Well, he's old and injured. He played 24 minutes, and he had 6 points, so you got to give him a break. Hey, Kayvon, thank you for calling up, man.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks, man.
Leave Jimmy Butler alone. A man signed, like, a contract extension a couple years ago. Give him a break. Connor is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Connor?
Hey, J.R., thanks for taking my call. I love your show. Great win for the Lakers, making it 3-1 for this series. A crazy game from LeBron. The man is still playing so well despite his old age, and he is a little old, but
okay.
he is still going on crazy. And just a shout out to him and the Lakers.
Okay.
For their amazing run against the Grizzlies.
Absolutely.
Love your show.
Thank you, Connor.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Appreciate you for calling from California. Someone else who appreciates LeBron James is his head coach, Darvin Ham. He just spoke at his press conference, and he's like, yeah, this guy LeBron, oh, yeah, he's a special guy.
He understands the timing of everything, you know, the known of what happened yesterday and the unknown of tomorrow. It makes him even more entrenched in today, into the moment. And all of his travels, all of the phenomenal things he's accomplished, again, he still has that passion, that grit to want to be on top and to want to put his team in position the right way to be successful. And that's what you saw, 20 rebounds, 15 defensive rebounds, the plays, him communicating with the coaches, him communicating with his teammates, trying to figure out not his way or somebody else's way, but the best way for us to go about, you know, giving ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, that's just who he's been his entire career.
855-212-4CBS. Godfrey is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Godfrey.
Hey, JR. First, I want to talk to y'all about your eating habits. I'm an older guy, and me and my guys, sometimes we get around the table and we eat,
what?
We make pizzas, you know.
What?
We eat pizzas.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm just trying to understand the reference point. We talked about food last hour. Right now we're talking about LeBron. What are your thoughts on LeBron?
Poking the sleeping bears and stuff like that, you know. Well, Dylan probably shouldn't have did that. He should have known who he was dealing with, and he didn't he got to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, he's 27. I mean, some people grow up, and thank you, Godfrey. Did you have a pizza tonight?
No.
Okay.
But me and my guys, we get together, and we might make some rye bread and some cheese and some tomatoes.
Good. Thank you, Godfrey. Good. Terrific. It's a miserable-ass pizza, but go for it. Poking a bear? Okay, sure. Ryan is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, JR. Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to say, like, the Memphis Grizzlies, they talk a lot of junk for a team that hasn't won anything. I mean, the team, they went after the Golden State Warriors, you know, several weeks back, and Golden State's got multiple championships, went after the Lakers organization, it's got multiple, and then not only that, I mean, the worst thing now is, you know, Dylan Brooks went after LeBron James, you know, who's got multiple championships with three different teams. So I'm not a Lakers fan. Like, I was actually enjoying seeing the Lakers struggle in the season, but I am pulling for them right now because I dislike the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, more than any team in the NBA right now. And I like this now. I'm glad Memphis has what's coming. I feel like they're getting what's coming to them right now. And if, like you said, you better be good. If you're going to open your mouth, especially if you're going to go after, like, Golden State and the Lakers and them and talk junk, I mean, and you haven't won anything, make sure you're good and make sure you can back it up. Because right now, you know, Dylan Brooks especially, he's got egg on his face right now. And I actually like it right now.
He got more than egg on his face, man. It's he got more than egg on his face. I enjoy watching folks get their comeuppance. I like watching folks get put in their place. I like watching people who run their mouths get punched in it. LeBron James punched Dylan Brooks in the mouth, hypothetically speaking. He certainly moved him out the way on the way to the basket with that layup. What a clown that guy is. Shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Marco, it's a shame, Marco.
Oh, yeah.
Marco laughed. He's like,
no, it's a shame.
It's a shame.
No, yeah.
You can't talk and not back it up.
Look, you can talk when you're better than Dylan Brooks. You can't be Dylan Brooks and talk the game that he talks. He's just not good enough to back up what he's saying. He's just not.
He's not
a bad player. He's just not that good.
Is he going to relax next year?
No.
Is he going to stop wearing the goofy-ass shades and the outfits?
Nope.
And he's going to keep it up.
He's going to double down, triple down, quadruple down, and then eventually when he's not on the Grizzlies anymore, he'll take it with him, whatever other team he goes to next. He will never, ever learn.
Shep, can you believe this guy doesn't understand the media? This man shoved a cameraman who was on his ass. And he doesn't understand how he's the villain. Is he stupid or is he tripling down?
I think he's just very oblivious. He's unaware.
No, that's called stupid.
Yeah, he doesn't have self-awareness. I don't know if you can make it as far as he has in life and be a guy out of Oregon who I believe has overachieved to some degree. He's been in the league for 6 years now. He's not that stupid. He just says dumb comments. Is that fair, JR?
He's stupid, man. Okay. I'm sorry. You know, he's dumb. He has. He's a dude from Canada who had to bust his ass to get to the NBA.
Right.
He is now 27 years old, which is not a baby. And he's kind of upped the ante here over the past couple of years. And as Ryan from Charlotte just said, the Grizzlies have won nothing. And this guy is now, he's the bad guy. Like, he's poking the bear, and he's throwing out insults. And, yeah, he's doing it on purpose. But there comes a point in time where everybody looks at you, from the coaches, your own coaches, your peers, your teammates, the league, and they just go, man, you a joke right now. You got to stop. And so maybe he's getting fed this humble pie right now. Because if this continues on and they get eliminated, which it looks like they will be, he's going to have a whole offseason to think about all the dumb crap that he said. And then he should just carry LeBron's bags. he should carry Bronny's bags and Savannah's bags and Zuri's bags and LeBron's mom's bag. He should carry everybody's bags when they go on vacation to Italy or wherever they're going. He's stupid. He needs to shut up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know who's a bigger... Well, Ryan Garcia isn't a loser because he got paid. And Dylan Brooks, he's getting paid too, but he's a bigger dummy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from his coach, the coach's dummy, on the other side of the break, Taylor Jenkins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First-time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I think I heard a mix of this about 30-plus years ago. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, Dylan Brooks. And I can't get into the other lyrics because I would get the boot. 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy day. It's been a busy weekend before we even got to Monday. And so there's a lot that we're going to have to even discuss tomorrow night. We got more basketball, De'Aaron Fox and his finger. We didn't get a chance to get into that. Giannis pushed to the back burner tonight. He had a triple-double, but Jimmy Butler had 56, and the Heat now have a 3-1 series lead. Are the Bucks going to sweep the rest of the series to win it? LeBron James putting Dylan Brooks in his place. It is just a wild night. Aaron Rodgers being traded. We didn't get to talk about Ime Udoka going over to Houston. There's so much tonight. We didn't even, we mentioned him. I said Ryan Garcia was a loser. It's like Dylan Brooks, but Ryan Garcia looks better coming out after his loss than Dylan Brooks just being embarrassed. That was a good fight, by the way. I was on WFAN New York City Saturday afternoon. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to predict the outcome. But I said, Tank Davis is going to hit this man in his body. He's shorter than him. His torso is looking him right in the face, and he popped him in the liver. Game over. Fight over in the seventh round. And Ryan Garcia, speaking of losers, he said, couldn't get up. Need a life alert.
You were going to get up. What stopped you from, and how close did you get up? You know, how close did you come to getting up?
How close?
I was close to getting up for sure. I ain't got no excuses. I just couldn't get up.
Yeah, you could replace Dylan Brooks there. Dylan Brooks head coach, Taylor Jenkins. He just spoke to the media a few seconds ago, and Taylor Jenkins, he was pretty much asked, hey, how the hell y'all screw up this game? Y'all look like y'all was coming back to win.
What did you see down the stretch from this team just in terms, like, was it in your mind just a factor of offensively shots not falling? Were you not getting the shots you wanted? How would you describe kind of how you did offensively down the stretch?
Yeah, I thought offensively, I mean, we executed. We've been adding some stuff the last couple of days. I thought our poise and execution was pretty solid. I mean, you got to give them credit. They're playing physical, so it's going to, you know, force some difficult entries for you. But I thought we got some great looks when we got offensive rebounds. You know, we couldn't convert down the stretch. And then, you know, in the fourth quarter defensively, you know, Russell gets hot, knocks down some threes, and, you know, that was some mistakes on the ball that we got to clean up and get better at.
Blah, 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 blah. Tell your players stop writing checks they ass can't cash. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, JR. How are you, sir?
Amazing.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you and Shep. Hey, I was wanted to weigh in on the Dylan Brooks subject. I'm a fan of his game. I'm a Lakers guy, so I am thrilled with what's happening, what's transpiring. But the interesting thing to me is what happens from here. I could easily see this being the end of the road for this Grizzlies thing that was so promising, and this actually might derail it. I could easily see it being the impetus for pushing them to the next level. But I'm wondering what you think about it, man. I think that if they had a ball player like Al Horford on the team, it ends a whole lot differently for them this year.
Yeah, I mean, they have a veteran in Steven Adams, and Steven Adams is calling meetings saying we need to not go out, and John Moran is going out and he's, you know, taking guns into a club or whatever he was doing in there. So, yeah, I mean, would Al Horford carry a little bit more respect giving his resume than Steven Adams? I think the answer is yes. At the same time, stupid is stupid does. I'm going to put it to you this way, Tim. I think I mentioned this last break. You know, Dylan Brooks specifically is 27. And it doesn't matter if it is Dylan Brooks, if it's you, Tim, if it's me, JR, if it's another one of our listeners. It's real simple here. Some people take a little bit longer to learn than other people. And some people, they just never learn. And so it doesn't matter who's around them or what experiences they have or how many times they fall down. They just never learn. You know, you're supposed to learn as you get older, right? You're supposed to learn from lessons. Well, some people never do. And I certainly hope that all of the Grizzlies learn from their experiences this year in whole, because they've made themselves out to just be complete jackasses. Appreciate you, Tim, for calling from Portland. No doubt about it. Don is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, JR. Hey, I really enjoy listening to your show. I got a quick comment here. The next time LeBron sees Dylan Brooks on the court, you got to tell him, come on, punk, make my day.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Lil Clint Eastwood, thank you, Don. He's like, Don is trying to make it a shootout. Okay. Why not? And see, I don't got no problem with trash talking. And it's entertaining. By the way, everything that he said and done, Dylan Brooks, has been entertaining. I'll take it. I'll sign up for it. I want to hear somebody who can go back at LeBron. And who's doing that? You know, I want to see people who are on equal footing go back and forth. We actually had a couple of nights ago. You had Kevin Durant here. You had Chris Paul. They're going back and forth with Russell Westbrook on the court. But then after the game, they're telling everybody how much they respect him, how much they appreciate him. Some of it sounded ridiculous because it's like, hey, guys, okay, y'all play against him, but we all see him playing. Some of the shots that he's making and taking are pretty ridiculous at times. But there's a mutual respect. Dylan Brooks respects LeBron James. He's just playing a role. He's playing the bad guy. But he's coming out looking like a clown. Good luck, man. I hope he changes things up. Los Angeles Lakers up 3-1. The New York Knicks up 3-1. The Miami Heat, damn it. They're up 3-1. Injuries already playing a major factor in the playoffs. Would the Heat be up 3-1 if they ain't had Giannis with that back issue? Tyler Hero, he's not here. De'Aaron Fox got a broken fingertip on his index finger. It's been a nutty playoffs, and we still got more to go. Draymond Green coming off the Shep, am I missing anything? There's so much. Joel Embiid is,
yeah, Embiid, right?
You don't know. Kawhi Leonard. They're done. The Suns are up on them.
Obviously, you alluded to it, bumping into a ref, the second-best Hawks player, DeJounte Murray, getting suspended. Kissing goodbye the season.
I didn't notice that until, like, hours after the game.
Right, and then it was obvious when you saw it that he was going to get suspended.
Oh, of course. Yeah. if you bump an official during a game,
right,
you're done. You're gone. Let alone after, you know you're going to get the boot. And so as we move towards some of the playoff action for tomorrow, Hawks are going to be up against the Celtics. No DeJounte Murray. Celtics likely to wipe them out up in Boston. We got the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Timberwolves are hanging on by a thread here. They were able to hold on. Nuggets up 3-1, trying to get them out of here. And then we got, I mentioned to you, Russell Westbrook. He basically might as well be out there by himself with Norman Powell. The Suns have a chance to wipe them out. And so if you are keen for eliminations, if you want to see some folks get the boot, tomorrow will probably be the night. I think the Celtics will get rid of the Hawks. The Nuggets need to get it over with the Timberwolves. And the Suns, they're going to get the Clippers the hell up one out of here. Kawhi already on vacation, ready to load manage until next year. Minnesota Timberwolves, probably maybe they'll pick up some maturity in the offseason. And the Celtics, they're probably going to get rid of the Hawks. And the Hawks will have to think about, you know, maybe what their future will look like without Trae Young, who's already been rumored to be ripe for the picking, for anybody to go ahead and pick him up. It's a wild time of the year. And Aaron Rodgers has been traded. Good for him. And then we got the draft at the end of the week. It's just so busy, I can't keep up. Shep, I think we're good. It's good to be here in the studio with you, man.
It's great, JR. It makes it, I mean, you do an amazing show. It's even better when you're here. So thank you for gracing us with your presence. I'm very curious to see how much draft knowledge you and Zach Gelb have, because the reality is you're so consumed with the start of the MLB, and then you have the NBA playoffs, which has lived up to the hype, and then the Rangers and NHL playoffs. I mean, that's lived up to the hype, even though they can't win an MSG if their life depended on it. And now you got to go to a shift to a whole different sport. Like, man, that's why you get paid the big bucks. But you mentioned the Lions in Green Bay. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Lions decide to do at the number 6 selection, given the fact that you have a franchise quarterback, but you know what you are limited with when it comes to Jared Goff. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
I mean, the Lions are going to lion, right? The Lions.
They might be roaring in that NFC North, though.
Yeah, the Lions are in a good spot now with no Aaron Rodgers. Lions will be okay. Shout out to all my folks in the D. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, at JR Sport Brief everywhere. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Don't move here, CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. I'm gone.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.